96. All They Had. 9.5 years ago. Zeth landed in a crash of stormlight, expanding from him in a puff, frost crystallizing on his clothes. Sloppy. He was using too much. He'd been warned about that. He scrambled up to his father's cook fire. How long had it been? Hours? Hours since he'd entered that tunnel? He barely remembered running, fleeing, not only from the unmade, but from the past. He rushed up to his father, firelight throwing violent shadows, and grabbed him by the shoulders. This little way stop was off the roadway. It was where Naturo said he'd wait until...
Son? Naturo said, cowering before Zeth.
It's all a lie, Zeth said, stormlight streaming from his arms. Too much. He'd taken in too much. It burned through him, demanding he move, fight, take action, or run.
What? Naturo asked. Son, what's wrong?
I can't bring him into this, Zeth thought, not until I know what I'm doing.
Stay here,
Zeth insisted, leaning in, making Naturo cringe.
Hide, hide, father.
Zeth, Naturo said, reaching out and placing his right hand on Zeth's cheek.
Son, deep breaths, like when you were a child, remember?
Remember? Deep breaths. Zeth drew them in, remembering those peaceful, perfect days, free from problems.
No, Zeth thought, Sivvy was right. Problems festered even during my youth. I just couldn't see them.
Breathe, his father encouraged, ever the stabilizing force. Whatever it is, son, we can solve it.
This is big, father. Bigger than a stone in the soil or a conflict among family members. It's big as the world.
Tell me what's wrong.
I can't. I... Father, what if I'm wrong?
I can't help you if you don't tell me. But Zeth, I trust you.
How?
Zeth said, collapsing to his knees.
I'm so wrong so very often, father. Then when I choose, I hate my choices. How can you trust me?
I've never met anyone who wants to do the right thing more than you, Zeth.
Wanting has never been enough, father.
Naturo merely embraced him, pulling Zeth, still kneeling, to his chest.
I know, but sometimes it's all we have, Zeth. I'm sorry I don't have better answers. I guess... I stayed with you hoping I'd be able to find them for you. I never have I?
They might not exist.
Maybe not, Naturo said. I remember how I felt when I realized my father didn't have answers.
Zeth closed his eyes.
How old were you?
14. It was the week before he passed, after we got news that the honor-bearers couldn't come.
There are too many who need regrowth, Zeth said. They can't travel for most cases. They can only heal those who come to them.
That had been a difficult few months. Learning to heal each day, trying to treat as many of the petitioners as possible, discovering that he couldn't help a shocking number of them, as the wounds were too old.
My father, Valano, Naturo said, broke down crying when he realized he was going to die. Until that moment, I'd assumed he'd live, through force of will, if nothing else. Maybe he believed it too. He held to me, weeping, when he realized he had no hope left. 6 days later, he was gone.
So no one has the answers.
Naturo pulled back.
The Heralds and Spren, maybe. They left what clues they could. We have to figure out the rest.
There should be more than that. More than me.
Naturo didn't say anything as they sat in that firelight, wind-blown smoke curling around them, mixing with Zeth's stormlight. He was all they had. Him. Zeth. He had to do something.
Stay here, Zeth said. Stay hidden, please.
With that, Zeth launched into the air again.